There are thousands of artists in New York City. Some are famous internationally. Others are scratching out a living while perfecting their craft. WNYC is bringing a few of them to the spotlight in their own voices. Today's showcase, painter Busser Howell, who is blind.
I've been blind, totally blind, since I was 40. I'm 67. And I lost the bulk of my vision when I was 15. I was overdosed with cortisone, so I lived with a very small field of vision in one eye until I hit 40. And I never stopped painting. And when I lost all my vision at the age of 40, I still didn't stop painting. I just changed the process that I use. My recent work is basically large geometric shapes. They're monochromatic, but as one looks at the actual canvas, there's a lot more than just one color going on. They're underpainted, and I've also been, in the last couple of years, been adding paper and wire to the actual surface of the work. But they're big geometric, heavily embossed canvases. I've been painting since I was 13 years old, so I've been painting over 50 years. I see color, and when I'm working on a canvas, literally I see the canvas in my mind. Actually, and this is, sighted people think that everything is going on in your eye, and your eye is actually just nothing more than a receptor, much like a canvas, and where you're actually seeing is in your brain. I've been doing figurative work for about 10 years as a blind person, and I got tired of people saying, well, how can you paint if you don't see? I thought, well, I'll go to abstraction. They won't ask me that, but they still do. Artists are basically storytellers, so it's my way of telling the stories of what's going on in the world and what life looks like and how I experience the world.
That's abstract expressionist painter Busser Howell speaking to WNYC's Sotirios Johnson. Howell has collected the thoughts of 15 fellow blind and low vision artists for a book he's written on how they work and experience the art of others. It's called 2020 Blindsight. For a slideshow of some of Howell's work, visit WNYC.org.